We started a series the other day that got kind of delayed, to say the least, about the massive problems we had with the technical problem from Manchester United Kingdom, and we got it going here. So let me just go over what we're talking about. We're talking about the watches, the time. Time versus his time. We know that time is valuable, and God is about change. He changes. Listen to me. Time changes. He's eternal, but time, as we know, change. Now, we know that time is a measurable period. We know it is. These are things that we know. It's efficient. It's always active. It's always in condition. And it exists, and it's always continuing. Like the old saying, time waits for no man. We looked at some scriptures dealing with that, 2 Peter 3, 8 through 11, and we discovered that time is a threat or not. To some people, time's a threat. To other people, not so much. We look at, to understand time, we looked at Psalm 31:15-16. How your life operates. Connect to him in time and favor. Again, this is just a bouncy review. Psalm 37:4-7:23. You commit, you trust, you align your heart, and allow him to order your steps. This is again time. Famous passage, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 11. We know what that is all about. Talked about the season. There is a time for seasons. Ephesians 5, 13 through 18. The Holy Spirit redeemed. It says redeem the time because the days are evil. And you can unlock that redemption. As you redeem time, it unlocks redemption in your life, your plans, and your pursuits. See, there's things out there. There's things out there waiting on you to redeem. Think of a bank. Of course, we understand that. And the money's there, and you just have to go in there and redeem it. Get the money, all right? It's the same thing with time. Redeem the time because the days are evil. You can always, and this is so powerful in the Word, you can always step back into redemption and bring it toward yourself. There's things out there. There's things out there that you missed in your life. We all have them. We've all said, oh, gee, I wish I should have known. I should have known better, but I didn't, and I missed it. Well, understanding how time works, you can actually reach back and grab hold of that and bring it to yourself. God had a blessing for you, but you missed it. God had healing for you, but you missed it. And what you do is in the presence of God by his Spirit, that blessing comes again. That healing comes again. Talked about that. We talked about that. Revelation 1:8 is the perspective about plans and fullness and pursuits created for you. Then we looked at Matthew 25:13. Matthew, the power of the four watches. Going to really get into this. I don't want to get into this today, but there's four different watches every day. And these four watches, different things occur in those four watches. If you understand it, you can seize that moment. For instance, you've heard many times that midnight is the bewitching hour. Why did they say that? Why is that the bewitching hour? How come? Is there a reason for that? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Why did Jesus resurrect between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. on resurrection morning? He could have, been resurrected anytime, but there was a reason That's called the glory hour. We'll talk about that in detail. Then Mark chapter 13, 35 through 37. There's the power of the four watches, and you have to know when to watch. Most people just don't know. That's why the Bible talks about the watches. That's why it gives time parameters. He got up to pray a long time before day. Why did he do that? 6 a.m., son, why did he get up before that, during that glory hour? How come he died at a certain time? All this is so valuable to us today. Okay, we'll look at that more in detail. Let's look at a time to watch. See, you begin to investigate, and you begin to peer into the distance, and there's appointed danger out there. There's danger ahead. You hear that? There's signs that says bridge out. I saw one the other day that had a bear on it. One time I saw one that had a hippopotamus on it in Africa. It said hippopotamus crossing. Beware the alligators, crocodiles. See, you, with time, you can actually understand time in the watches. You can look into the distance and say, okay, God, I know this is going on. There's a scope of something, of apparent danger. Watch out. Bridge out. Wow, in a minute or so, I'm going to get to the place, see? So there's time to watch. Let's go to 2 Kings. All this is in your Bible. Go to 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. Look at this. 2 Kings chapter 9, 17 and 18. Here's 17. And there stood a watchman on the tower in Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu as he came and said, I see a company, notice what he's saying, of Joram, and take a horseman and send to meet him and let him say, is it peace? See what's happening here? Now, 18. So there went one on horseback to meet him and said, thus says the king, is it peace? And Jehu said, what hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman told, saying, the messenger came to them, but he cometh not again. Wow. Notice that. That's a warning of danger. It's a warning of danger. See, the watchman on the tower sees the danger. The watchman on the tower. And there's a prophecy embedded there. Is there peace? Watchman of Jezreel, spying the country. See, I see a company. Somebody coming. Now, are they coming with war? Are they coming with peace? So they went out to meet him. Is it peace? And what hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman said, saying, the messenger came to him, but he cometh not again. See, there's a time for being very alert, circumspection. Very, very, very alert what's going on. I think current events, what's happening in our world, is a real indication of what is happening in the spiritual realm. I completely believe, I've believed it for decades, that what happens in the spiritual realm and the heavenlies manifests itself in the earth. Totally believe that. So when you understand and when you see what's going on in the earth, you understand there's something going on in the heavenlies. And that's important. That's important. So there's a warning to danger. All right? Let's take a look at the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 31. Okay, Proverbs chapter 31 and then verse 27. All right, Proverbs 31 and 27. Look at this. Now, here's Mother's Day coming up a couple days, right? It's that famous scripture about a lady that is a righteous lady. But in 27, it says, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Review your household. That's what she does. Review your household and see if you can guard their future. That's why we keep an eye on the kids. That's why you keep an eye on the children. There's time when you can look and you say, okay, this is what's going on in my household. I see my son, my daughter. I see my husband, my wife, my grandchildren. That's where the family comes in, and that's where the projection comes in of understanding time. Hear people say, well, I just didn't know. Why not? See, all these individuals that kill themselves, especially young people, that's been in my heart today. It really has. They commit suicide and they're given all kinds of messengers. No one's seeing them. No one's watching them. They start giving stuff away. They become very despondent. They want to be alone. They don't talk too much. They sit in their room for hours. The enemy's going against them. Well, I never know that she was on drugs. No, because you didn't see. I didn't know my husband's running out with that woman. No. He changed his course of living. He changed his course of dressing. He gets dressed. He comes home from work and gets dressed up and goes, quote unquote, to the bar. But he's really meeting the lady. He's late from the office because he's meeting the lady and can't smell the perfume of the lady on him. You see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? This is understanding these things. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18. I mean, it's right there. 4:18. It's a powerful passage about observing by looking. All right? Look what it says here, 4:18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. All right, what am I supposed to be looking at? What am I supposed to be seeing? Here it is. 5:1. But of the times of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Times and seasons. 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. Observation. What's going on in heaven manifests itself on the earth. See, everything is linked. Everything is linked. Order is linked with everything else. That's why there were 3 watches in the Old Testament and 4 in the New. 4 watches in the New Testament, 3 in the Old. And you read about them. You read about these tremendous links that are so obvious when you recognize them. When you say, oh yeah, I understand that. See, follow directions. There you go. If you follow directions, you're going to be blessed. Follow the directions. The promises of God. God has promises and blessings sitting out there. It's like a gift table. There's the gift table, and there's all the boxes. They're sitting right there. And people just don't recognize them sitting there. They just don't. There's blessings out there and healing and all kinds of great things. And these promises that God offers us. And we just miss them. Well, I should have known. Yeah. I should have looked. Uh-huh. I should have been aware. Uh-huh. You see? And see, God has these things for us, and he's waiting for us. He's just waiting for us. Foul directions result in a great revival. It results in a great blessing and favor in your life. It results in that. People have opportunities on their job. I mean, it just, they found favor with the bosses, opportunity, and this and that. And it comes, but no, I'm not sure. You see, dwell with the presence of a God in your life. Who is watching after you? Who is watching after you? Psalm 121 is packed. I lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Notice what he says in verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is a shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. There's your watch right there. There's your time factor. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Look at verse 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in, from this time forth forevermore. That is absolutely, without question, understanding the time. You better understand it, especially in the world in which we live. You don't want to miss it. More about understanding time and seasons. You know, you understand a lot of things, don't you? Sure. Sure. Absolutely. A farmer knows when to plant. He knows when to take the harvest in. I mean, he knows. He knows the times and seasons. And unless you know the times and seasons, you miss what God has for you. That's why Ecclesiastes talks about there's a time for basically everything. Understand that. Understand how the watches work. Oh, my. The watches. And it was the fourth watch of the night. And it was the third watch of the night. Why did the Lord in the Word of God say that? He wanted you to find out what time it was? No. No, because it's profitable in the spirit realm. About the third hour of the day. See, it talks about time all through the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's time. In the beginning, God created. That created is time. There was a time factor there. God is forever. But he created time, and we live inside of it. He lives outside of it, and we need to understand it. Well, we understand, you know, person's born, they live, you know, 100 years, and they die. Uh-huh. Well, he's a young child. Why? Because he hasn't been living on this planet that long from the conception. He's going to have a birthday. It's my fifth birthday. See? Time. We're very aware of that. How old are you? The little child will put five fingers up. I'm 3. You know, I'm 2. You understand time. And as we get older, we need to understand it more and more. And we really miss what God has for us. Over and over and over, opportunities come our way. Again and again and again and again. Well, I should have bought that. Why didn't you? Well, you know, I think I'll wait time. It's on sale, exactly what I wanted. It's half price. But I think I'll wait. It'll be here tomorrow. You go back the next day, it's not there. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Well, you know, that's exactly what I've been looking for. You know, it fits me perfectly, but, you know, I think I'll wait. See, that's what we do. Exactly what we do. We wait, 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 wait. And sometimes, don't get mad at me now, sometimes we're waiting on God and we shouldn't be. We should be in action. And we miss what God has for us. I should have gone forward for prayer. I should have asked the Lord to heal me. I should have. Why didn't you? Well, I'm waiting on Jesus. Don't get mad here. You wait so long that you'll miss his will. You just will. You'll miss his will for you. You just will. Think about that.